Colleges and universities are scrambling to figure out just how they will open in the fall with a combination of in-person and online classes. This is an entirely new situation for higher education, and precautions will need to be taken to keep students safe. For more on what students can expect upon their return to campus, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and check in with Nick Anderson, education reporter for The Washington Post. Nick, thanks for being with us. So you've been looking at all kinds of options across the country. We're interested in what students are having to say about these options relative to what you are finding in your research.
Well, to be quite honest, what students are saying right now is, as far as I can tell, is I want to go back to school. They were dispersed rather suddenly from their campuses in March, and they miss their communities on campus, and they want to be back on campus. The trick is how. How can campuses bring students back without sparking a spread of the coronavirus? And so when I have been reporting, I've been finding that a lot of campuses are hitting on what I call a by Thanksgiving plan. And to explain that briefly, what that means is a university, and I've found several that are doing this, might call its students back early, say in August, maybe even a little earlier in August than they ordinarily would, and then have them stay on campus, not have fall breaks, and finish up by Thanksgiving in person, and go home and not come back. That's the by Thanksgiving plan, and the college authorities hope that that might give them a framework for restarting their campuses.
So what do you do about the dorms, right? I mean, how do you make that safe? Social distancing? I mean, is that going to work there?
Oh, there's a lot to work out there. One thing I've discovered is that the dorms and the classrooms and the dining halls, those are three key mixing points on campuses, are really tricky. There are not enough dorm rooms at the typical university or college to give everybody their own room. So I think there's a general assumption that if you're going to open the dorms, you're probably going to have to open up rooms to roommates. And you're probably also going to have space set aside for what's called quarantine dorms. In other words, some extra rooms for students who might test positive or be sick and need to quarantine for a little while in order to ensure that the others aren't infected. That's going to be extremely tricky.
And Nick, quickly before we let you go, do you have a sense at all of potential attrition from the incoming class? In other words, do you think most of the students accepted will go, in fact, if they are able to?
Well, I think there's a hunger to go, but there's a caution, and the caution is this. I think a lot of students don't want to go if it means that it's going to be remote. They don't want to be paying full tuition for a remote experience. And so that's sort of the thing to keep an eye on. If a school is mostly remote, will that draw students in? If it's partly remote, if it's mostly in person, will that be enough? I think that all those gradations of remote versus in person are the thing that colleges are worried about, because they want students to enroll and they need them to get their tuition dollars.
Nick Anderson, thank you so much. He is education reporter for The Washington Post.